Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Majors here. Enormous news. Last 24 hours. Bibi Netanyahu has wanted to do this for decades. He's wanted to take on Iran and their nuclear capabilities, and they finally did that. Key sites taking out top military commanders, taking out top scientists, saying this is the start of an attack on Iran. The supreme leader said Israel should anticipate a harsh punishment in response, the president supporting it, but at the same time encouraging Iran to negotiate a deal. U.S. and Iran have been talking. There was a scheduled meeting for Sunday, as you know, Major. Mm-hmm. Just got a hunch that's not going to happen. Why was this the time where Netanyahu finally decided enough is enough?
So much of this springs from the determination that the Netanyahu government made after the October 7th attack by Hamas into Israel that it would remake the map of the Middle East if it could. That for years, through different American administrations and through its own set of decisions, Israel had accepted a reality that negotiated settlements and negotiations to either deter or ward off violence committed against Israel was the only way forward. After October 7th, 2023, the Israeli government decided, no more. We're not negotiating. We are going to redraw the map if we can. And set in motion all sorts of things to decapitate Hamas, to decapitate Hezbollah in Lebanon. And if those two achievements were made, that might have effects in Syria. And if it did, that would take three of the four regional proxies away from Iran. All of that has happened. The only proxy left are the Houthis in Yemen. Of the four, by far the least sophisticated, least well-armed, and least proximate to Israel. So those are all the backdrops. And you have to understand what happened last night in that context, because if Hezbollah were still strong, if Hamas were still strong, mm-hmm. if Syria were still run by the Bashar government, Israel would not feel as confident in doing what it did last night. The second element of all this is that once the Israeli government decided to redraw the map, it knew it had to do it two ways, with intelligence on the ground and military equipment in the sky. The on-the-ground component has played out in Lebanon, it's played out in Gaza, and it's played out last night in Tehran, because people were killed because Israel knew the precise locations, and you can't know those precise locations unless you have intelligence on the ground. And the Israeli counterintelligence and intelligence forces are among, if not the most formidable in the world. And that allowed them to do two things at the same time. One, attack nuclear facilities, bombard them, weaken them, degrade them, but also simultaneously take out the human beings at the top of the Iranian either military or nuclear scientific community. To do both at the same time is jaw-dropping in terms of its lethality and effectiveness, and also a very strong signal to Iran that Israel is not kidding at all this time, has the intel on the ground, is right next to them. So if you're going to retaliate, you better realize that we're right next to you, mm-hmm. and we can continue this kind of campaign.
I read a couple folks who are versed in the area who just are opining at this point, who wonder if Donald Trump ratcheting up the negotiations with Iran was a way to, I don't want to say soften Iran, but maybe very briefly take their eye off the ball, and this somehow was coordinated, that Israel felt their chances to attack Iran would be even better if Iran felt like the U.S. was significantly negotiating with them and trying to get a deal. From your own sourcing, does that seem plausible to you?
Well, based on the reporting of my CBS News colleagues at the White House in the region, Pentagon, State Department, and the like, that does seem not only reasonable, but very much likely. There's another dimension to it, though. Not just negotiating, but geolocating, meaning we know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And geolocating was crucial to what happened last night, because if you shoot and miss, then your enemy, whoever it is, feels emboldened. If you shoot and hit, then your enemy knows you knew where they were. And knowing where they were is a combination of lots of different intelligence strands. Principally, those strands were developed by the Israelis. But the constant conversations with the U.S. meant, A, the Iranians were engaged, B, possibly distracted, but C, and possibly most importantly, geolocated.
What sort of, using those same reporting from your team and also yourself, what sort of timeline do you think we're looking at from Israel? It can't be comparable to the last 24 hours if it goes day after day, but do you have a sense how long this might last, or they're just saying it might last longer, but really what took place here in the last 24 hours?
So long is an undefinable term right now.
Yeah, sure.
Because last fall there was an exchange of ballistic missile fire drones and missiles and Israeli warplanes into Iran. Much of its air defenses were degraded. Its ballistic missile production capability also degraded. So the Israelis also believe that Iran, not just because its proxies are weaker or completely defanged, is also weaker in terms of defending itself or projecting lethal force into Israel from Iran. So it believes it has the upper hand. The Israeli government, and I can only go off of those statements, has told people, don't celebrate, don't consider this over, prepare yourself for days and days of essentially civilian battle stations mentality. Be ready for anything, civil defense warnings and the like. I don't know what Iran's capabilities are. There's not much that can come from Lebanon. Hezbollah has been decapitated. There's nothing that's going to come from Gaza. That also has been decapitated. There's nothing likely to come from Syria. Anything that comes from Syria would scotch anything that might link the new Syrian regime with the Israelis, which they're working mm-hmm. on. So that's unlikely. So basically Israel, unlike it would have been 2 years ago, only has to look for one horizon, not four. That's also part of their calculus. We know where they're coming from. We know how to intercept, and we don't know the volume or the lethality, but we know where to look. And we know once they fire, where to send our jets to bomb in the future if they come from that direction or from that particular location. The Israeli government has also said something that everyone in the intelligence community, Israeli and U.S., has known for a long time. Militarily, meaning from the sky, Israel alone cannot decimate the Iranian nuclear program. It can certainly set it back. It cannot decimate it. Much of their uranium enrichment is too far underground to completely decimate it, but you can set it back. And that's what the Israelis have said they're attempting to do. Set it back to such a degree that the Iranians would have to spend so much money and so much more political capital to regain that. It's much better as an alternative for them to cut a deal with the U.S., have a civilian nuclear program, have everything that's enriched under the inspections of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and leave it at that. Of course, if that's where this ends, that would look very similar to the nuclear deal negotiated by President Obama.
Correct. This is the host of The Takeout, the fabulous Major Garrett. I consume The Takeout through a podcast. I get it daily. If you want that, you can sign up. Also, if you want to listen to The Takeout Monday through Friday, it's on this radio station at 10 o'clock every night. Pause with Major, right back with him. I want to talk Pella. I want to talk Pella windows. And, yeah, you'd like to look out your window on Friday, June 13th. You know what you'd like to see? The sun. That'd be nice. Every once in a while, maybe see the sun. That'd be great right now. It's raining. It's dreary. It's moist. It's yuck. Do you really know how the windows are at your place? Are you savvy enough in that area? Because 99.99% of us, we don't know. I know a good company. I know Pella Windows and Doors because they've been around for 100 years, an uber competitive business, and I've lived in a house close to 20 years with Pella Windows and Doors. You can track them down online, PellaNorthland.com, a showroom in Plymouth and Woodbury. They've been fabulous for me, including with the renovation at my house last year in the kitchen, which was tremendous. And I'm finally moving later this year, and I made sure this house I'm moving into, of course, had Pella Windows and Doors. Right now, the month of June, 50% off qualifying installations or 0% APR for 36 months. Great place, great people, and great for your home or your condo. PellaNorthland.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still time for an extended visit with Major Garrett. It's 52 past 12. You are at the airport, it sounds. Are you going to see a child for your Father's Day weekend? Is that possible?
No. I was in the lobby of CBS News, our bureau, because I was down. I was a couple of blocks away when the call came in, and I had to walk back to the bureau, and I was in the lobby, and now I'm in my office, so it's quieter now.
What does the Major Garrett office look like?
So I'm going to give a riddle to the audience, and you will take text answers, and we will revisit this by next Friday.
Okay, very good. Very
so
good.
On my wall.
Dodgers have, pennant?
Stop it. Okay. I have four movie posters. Listen carefully. Bound for Glory, All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, and Network. Mm-hmm. What do all four of those movies have in common? text the show. We'll talk about it next Friday.
I like it.
That's on my one wall. Then I have on my other wall
picture me
a gift that I received from the University of Missouri, which is a Norman Rockwell original lithograph.
Wow.
Of the newsroom in the Monroe County Appeal, in Paris, Missouri, dated 1945. That's a heirloom of mine. I've got a bunch of family photos and whatnot. A big picture of the beach in San Diego. Self-portrait that my daughter Audrey painted of herself on a payphone because she loves payphones and she knows that I know what a payphone is. Most of the audience don't know or remember what a payphone is,
yes.
But Audrey loves. So. And a bunch of other memorabilia and, of course, a bunch of press passes and lots of books and
nice.
Other stuff like that. Yeah, nice.
Very good. Very good. We'll test the folks next week.
Again, Bound for Glory, All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, and Network.
Hmm. 1 week after the president decides to step into Los Angeles on what was a combo investigation, they're using drug and money laundering, but clearly immigration was a huge part of it. And when the president, for the first time since Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965, said, I'm going to bring in the National Guard and I'm not even going to wait for the governor. And this back and forth between Trump and Newsom, back and forth with the courts. What's your dominant takeaway of what Donald Trump feels like he achieved over the last 7 days in Southern California?
There are two threads here. One is immigration. The other is George Floyd protests of 2020. Okay? And Minneapolis is a part of this story.
Sure.
President Trump said yesterday, and again earlier this week, that he did it because he didn't do it enough in 2020. That when cities were being affected either by protests or violence or both, mayors and governors, to his way of thinking, did not act rapidly enough to prevent the spread of that violence or that rioting or that vandalism, and he held back. He said, I'm no longer going to hold back. And then he basically makes an argument. I'm going to step in, ignore the will of the mayor, ignore the will of a governor in any state. It will be a blue state. Mark my words. Always it will be a blue state to pick a political fight. And then he will say, you see, it's all calm because I did what I did. Even though, as people in Los Angeles, from the sheriff to the police chief to the mayor and the governor have all said, it would have been calm anyway if you had just it probably would have been calmer if you had not ratcheted this up with the National Guard and now the Marines, who deployed last night to a federal building in downtown Los Angeles, basically standing around protecting it from almost nothing.
Yep.
It is a show of force. It is meant to intimidate. It's also meant to express through this president that this federal government will take over anything, anywhere, for any set of circumstances it deems sufficient. That is a fundamental shift in the orientation of federal power to state power and local power. And for Trump supporters who are perfectly fine with that application of power in blue states, I remind you, there will be another election. There will be another president. And that president could well be a Democrat. And you will, if you tolerate this, invest the same sweeping powers in the hand of that president. Be careful what you tolerate.
What is really unique is that we do not have any, however you want to phrase it, undocumented or illegal immigrants in any red states across America. Not a single one. I mean, it's amazing how that's worked out. Okay, I have a minute to go. What does Father's Day look like for you a couple days from now?
So without going into too much detail, because I like to protect the privacy of my family.
Sure.
There's a wedding in the family coming up.
Oh.
And one of my children and I are going to perform at the talent show at that wedding. We're going to do a bit of a comedy skit. So this weekend, that member of my family, one of my children, and I will be rehearsing our comedy skit in preparation for a family wedding a week from now.
I need to see. Can you please send me this? Please, if you want to put a dot on your child, that's fine. I just need to see your
There's
role.
Not one chance in
please.
A billion that that's going
please.
To happen.
Please. I'll get you a seat in the parade. Come on.
By the way, for those who are interested and curious, if this is any way, shape, or form a motivation, I will be anchoring all of our CBS News 24/7 coverage of the Army celebratory parade tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
Excellent. I will be consuming it. Happy Father's Day, my friend.
See you. You too.
Major, right here on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.